Montréal, ville invisible.
Montréal.
Montréal, ville invisible.
Invisible.
Montréal, Ville Invisible, is a series of six podcasts which documents the sounds of the city from a first-person perspective. Today, we head downtown.
Hello, my name is Michael Ciricello, recording artist and sound producer. I had the great opportunity and fortune to participate in the Montréal Invisible project.
What's a bee?
And I work also in the rehab industry, where I train clients how to operate equipment. I love recording, I love sound, I love music, I love composition. I love Concordia and I love Steve's music on Saint Antoine. Also, I love Old Montreal because, I mean, Old Montreal is just very quiet. It's got that old style of where you can have the river beside you, the lifeboats that you ride in, the paddle boats. It's just incredible. And just being in Montreal in the summer is absolutely amazing. We have an amazing culture. We have an amazing, city. And Montreal is one of my favorite areas, and I also love, I also like to go in my area in St. Leonard, where there's parks there. I love the outdoors. I mean, I'm somebody who does spend quite a bit of time, even in my backyard, listening to the sounds of the traffic, listening to the sounds of the birds, and also listening to a lot of different other, things, just getting my surroundings.
Sound and memory and memories mean to you?
So, like, when we talk about sound and we talk about, you know, memories, so a specific sound can be anything from a truck braking really hard, like avoiding to hit another car. So I'll give you an example. I was once on Guy Street. Specifically, I was at 2155 Guy. And I remember a car hitting another car. I was sitting actually on the terrace at a cafe, and I could actually hear the car swerving into the other car. And I'll always remember that day. It was a Tuesday, and this happened about 30 years ago. For me, sound and certain, you know, certain sounds or certain traumatical events definitely trigger that memory for me. And I think, to me, in my honest professional opinion, I think that we're overlooking that how, you know, powerful sound is. When you don't have vision, when you don't have sight, and all you're depending on is the hearing, it's natural to say that somebody who can't see or has no vision at all depends on the sound. And some of the sounds that are triggered can also trigger the memories of where they were at that particular time and place. I would say, like, the sound of coming to my home, where all I hear is a slight traffic, but I hear my neighbors talking, and I hear, other kids around the neighborhood. Those are the sounds that, to me, are very relaxing, that let me know I'm at my home, I know the neighbors and who they are, and if they move or if they change neighbors, you know, then I'll be able to get to know them. And that actually is true for even like some of the schools that I've been to. At West Hill High School, where I went, I mean, I could literally feel so safe in the hallways because I knew the people and I knew the sounds, like the generator and the fans and different, like, you know, lightings that we had in the school. So to me, that was very safe. But like I would have to honestly say my home is definitely where I love to be, because it's definitely a familiar sound. It's definitely a familiar escape for me. I would also, you know, like to say that even being in the basement of my home or in the kitchen of my home is also a safe environment for me.
Listen to the sound of the refrigerator. That amazing sound that keeps our food cold each and every day. The refrigerator, an amazing appliance.
What does a transparent and easy to navigate soundscape mean to you?
So a soundscape that's easy actually is in the rehab place where I'm working. The reason why is because whenever I'm leaving that building, the traffic on Sherbrooke, which runs east and west, is a very amazing soundscape that allows me to get to the street because of the path that's also there. It's a straight, it winds a little bit, the path, but on the most part, it's easy for me to get to where I have to go because the cars are going east and west, and I can really, go with that landmark and get to where I have to go in that area. I would have to say the most difficult place to navigate would have to be Barry UCAM. I think that metro station, or even Lionel Grew, I mean, getting in that metro station is just horrific. I just don't find that I'm safe in that area at all because of the noise level, and also because, especially when you get to the train track platform, where you have, especially at Lionel Grew or even at Barry UCAM, where the trains are, you know, side by side, the tracks are side by side, and trying to navigate that is just it's a horrific experience. I don't think I'd ever do that alone.
So much construction, it's like, you know, I have to either get off of Geek Concordia or I have to get off on Field.
When you're getting towards Concordia itself, there's a lot of echo, and there's a lot of areas that I have a little bit of difficulty, especially in the outside area, because it's just, it's like, it's very reverbed. And the problem with that is that it's very hard to pinpoint how to get properly to the sidewalk to be able to cross the street, especially when you have the two buildings facing in front of each other, where you have the library building and you have the main hall building, where it's if you happen to get lost in that area, God love you.
There's construction everywhere here. Yeah,
yeah. Just fall in love with a Mazda. It's the way you do.
Montréal, Ville Invisible is an idea developed by Chantal Dumas and Florian Grand. In this podcast, we heard Michael Ciarcello and Florian Braun. Music by Michael Ciarcello. These podcasts were produced within the program Médiation culturelle de la Ville de Montréal, with the partners RAM, le regroupement des aveugles et des amblyopes du Montréal métropolitain, and the organization L'Autre Montréal, summer 2021.